Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 343 of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 5, A Matter of Trust.
It aired on March 11th, 2000, written by Jug Lin, and directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Oh, yeah. The boys are back in town from last, the same boys from last time.
Right.
I think Jug Lin just writes all of them this year.
That's what it looks like so far. I don't want to spoil anything. Him and one other person, it looks like. Nope, there's... Him and one other person.
Him and one other person?
Two other people.
Is Jackie Marchand one of them?
Jarky? Look, I have not been able to talk all day.
Oh, me either. This is going to be a good one.
So this is going to be fun. Jackie Marchand and John Fletcher. And one of them has Denise Skinner. And that's all the writers this season.
Okay. Cool. Now you're all caught up on... writing. So, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Lightspeed Rescue, pretty baller so far. Cried during the last episode. I don't know if you heard. I don't know if you know that if you heard the news that...
That was just episode 4.
That was only episode 4. I wonder what episode 5 will bring. Let's find out right now. Rescue ready!
Back and we just watched A Matter of Trust.
We did. I'm sensing a theme with Cap and Mustache.
He tells you everything you need to know, but not probably the stuff that you should know.
Yeah. Also, no Miss Fairweather.
This is 4 episodes.
Also, Benny suggested that we just straight up call her Dr. Fairweather instead because that's much better.
I'm for it.
So, no Dr. Fairweather.
Yeah, this is, what, 3 episodes in a row now?
Yeah.
Because she was in the second episode, and we haven't seen her since.
Yeah.
And that's a crime.
Why? Why?
Lightspeed Rescue needs to arrest itself.
Yeah. I'm sending SPD after you. Or Time Force. They're cops. They're time cops. They're going back in time to arrest you for this crime. So, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is ajakandjosh.com/morphingrid. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Crab Apple Podcasts. We're on Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbean, Podbay, Podbuddies, Podboys. And you can leave
Podbuddies is like wrestling buddies, but podcasters.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of podcasters. It would just be like the McElroys and whoever does My Favorite Murder, because that's a very popular podcast right now.
Is Serial still popular? Or did it, the second one was bad and no one went back?
I think Serial might have accidentally eaten itself alive, because the second one was so bad, I dipped out an episode in. It was just the least compelling thing ever. Oh, and then, of course, all of the Pacific Northwest stories.
Yes, you have to have your...
They're just like television stars for your ears.
You know, all your black tapes. People, Dr. Strowman,
Dr. Strand, and Alex Regan, and Nick Silver, and Rabbit's Girl.
Yep, and they're all available in vaguely humanoid pillow shapes.
Yep.
Podcast buddies.
Anyway, you can leave us a rating review in any of those places if you want.
I mean, if you like this.
If this is what you're into, please tell your friends. It helps people find the show. You know the deal by now. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for as little as a dollar a month. You can help support the show, and you get some cool stuff in return. Also, for as much as you want. Don't go broke because of this show, but if you do have a spare million, you only have to do it once.
Right.
But we'll take it.
That's good.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, up to you, obviously. But, yeah, so it's Monday. So we got some housekeeping to do. First up, we're going to thank some patrons.
Heck yeah.
So
I love that we can do this weekly.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, that we have new patrons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we get new ones every week? That's awesome.
Pretty much, yeah. It's real great. So first up is Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Rebecca is super nice. I don't know if she listens to this podcast or any of them, but I know that she is like a fan of Cool Kids Table, and she's one of Shannon's friends, and she's just a super duper nice person. Next up is from Aaliyah.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
It's spelled a little different than I'm used to, so hopefully that's right. If not, just let us know.
Tell us somewhere. And we will amend it next time.
Yeah, and then finally is Kate.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you all so much for helping support the show and keeping us fed and clothed.
Yeah.
And get the lights on and all that.
Our day jobs are having a hard time doing it, so thank you guys for helping us out.
Like, literally, a year and a half ago, if I would have the amount of hours that I have now, I would be stressing my balls off. But thanks to you, I'm not. I'm actually pretty okay. So we do have a couple emails that I want to go over. First up is from James.
All right.
Who is at Son of Blaine on Twitter, who has done, he does like a lot of art, for he's very good at art, and he's done a lot of Rose dressed as Kimberly, like from her season one outfits.
Yeah.
Rose from Pokemon World Tour United, one of our other podcasts, so he's at Son of Blaine. You should go check him out. Here is his email. Subject title, all caught up. Yo, Ranger boys! I'm finally 100% caught up with the show, just in time for the new season. Morphin Grid's become one of my favorite shows. Oh, thank you so much. I listen at work, and I find myself unconsciously muttering, it's Morphin time, and may the power protect you along with you guys. here's some of my takeaways as a new fan who's only seen what you boys have covered so far. So, favorites. Red Ranger, TJ, Pink, Kim, Blue, Billy, Black or Green, Damon, Yellow, Trini, Sixth, Green Ranger taught me. Favorite series, In Space. Favorite Space Babe is a tie between Scorpina, Astronema, and Divatox. Parentheses, I love evil babes. Boy, me too. Favorite Foot Soldiers, OG Putties. Favorite monster is Pudgy Pig, the icon. favorite evil general is a tie between Golar and Ecliptor. Favorite main villain is Zed and Rita.
All right.
Those are all pretty solid answers. TJ is also my favorite Red Ranger.
He's pretty great. I'm only 5 episodes now in on Carter, but he's nipping at those heels.
Carter's pretty good.
Carter's doing good work.
He's doing pretty good. Also, yeah, man, how do you pick a favorite space babe, evil space babe? Like, who? Pretty excited for the new season. Thanks for the show, James. Thank you, James. It was very nice of you.
Yeah.
Glad you're caught up. He's been listening for a while, and I've just been getting, like, messages about, like, season 2 and then Turbo, and, like,
right,
caught up pretty quick. Next up is from our boy Benny. Our enemy, Benny. So, oh boy, here we go. This is very recent, because the day we're recording this, episode 341 went up. So these are about 341. Hello, I have a few questions from listening to episode 341, Dead Batteries, that I wanted to ask. One, cute waddling tubby fish? What the heck are you talking about in the after credits scene? There's a corgi that barks a lot that lives near me. If you hear barking, it's usually this corgi, and yep. I just call it a tubby little fish because there's a Mabim Bam joke about Glass Shark, about you can't see Glass Shark because it's invisible in the water, and he just calls someone a tubby little fish. And so it'll just remind me of a tubby little fish. Two, is the aversion to drinking water a sign that Jake is a demon? The timing of this dislike of water seems too perfect to be a coincidence. Maybe.
Look, I'm not going to confirm one way or the other.
I don't dislike water. Water's cool. It's just flavorless and boring.
Yeah, water sucks.
It's so, like, if you want, like...
water is the Randy Orton of beverages.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine, but the most boring to watch. Here's the thing about water, is that... if you get bottled water, you are, like, actively trying to destroy the environment because, like, you just produce a lot of trash. And if you do filtered water, it's still your nasty city water, but, like, a little less nasty, and that's the problem.
Still has just, like, that itty bit of, like, penny aftertaste.
Yeah, you can feel it still, and that's what I don't love more than anything. Also, I do need to change my filter in my printer pitcher, but, like, it wouldn't do a lot different than the filter that's in there. And finally, three, what branch of the military do you think Lightspeed would fall under? The question arose from wanting to abbreviate Captain Mitchell's title in the database. The version of the abbreviation is dependent on which branch of the military the captain is under, and I don't know what I would consider operation or the Lightspeed operation to be.
I feel, and I know nothing about the military and what the different branches
I know it,
do
a
in
tiny,
like...
A tiny, tiny bit.
I feel Coast Guard?
I want to say Navy.
It could also be Naval.
But like... The army seems like a real all-purpose, but I feel like the army's like maybe a little broader than what they are doing.
And they do have like an ocean base.
Yeah, so like Navy to me is the wet branch of the military.
The only reason I think Coast Guard is because they seem to be the ones that do like crisis.
Yeah, like you call in the Coast Guard if there's like stuff going on. So maybe I like the Coast Guard.
And they do a lot of land-based missions, so they're not strictly in the water.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm steering away from Navy.
That's true. Well, I mean, Navy also does. Yeah, SEAL Team 6 was in the desert. You know,
but they don't even have a boat Zord.
Oh, that's true. Well, they have a water tankard. Chad's Zord is a little weird.
Yeah.
It should be a submarine, right?
Yeah, but then how do you get that into the middle of the city?
A little water wheels. A little flippers. So yeah, I think Coast Guard.
Yeah.
There you go, Benny. Asked and answered. Wither and horror at your own mortality. Oh, thank you for that, Benny. Just letting us know. P.S. The Navy and Coast Guard captain is abbreviated as CAPT, while captain is abbreviated as CPT for the Army, and a mixed... Oh, sorry. These are both all caps. And then a mixed case, so uppercase and then rest or lowercase, CAPT for the Air Force and Marine Corps. I did not know that.
Holy cow, is that specific?
Yeah.
The military's crazy.
It's very specific. My friend was in the Navy for like 6 years.
Yeah.
It's just some like just weirdly specific things about it. But that's it for emails.
All right.
Thank you, Benny. I don't know why that weird wither and horror at your own mortality was in there, but hey, it wouldn't be a Benny email without something, right? So, also, I promise I'm not a demon. So,
he does love this awful tank top, though.
It's very good. It's got birds on it.
It does have some nice toucans.
It's got a lot of toucans. You know what's weird about this shirt is that I have a black light because I have the Gravity Falls Super Special Edition journal. So, like, you need to use a black light to see all the hidden stuff.
Right.
And this shirt glows under black light, but only the bird noses.
That's not right. That's a demon shirt.
It might be a demon shirt.
Because I'm looking at it. It does not look like a glowing shirt.
It shouldn't, but it do.
That's so weird.
Yep. You want to jump in?
Yeah.
All right. We start off with Captain... I almost called him Captain Underpants. That's not...
Tra-la-la.
That's not his
name.
That's
what he says, right?
I don't know.
I think so. Look, they played the trailer during Boss Baby, so I'm pretty sure that's what Captain Underpants
said. I definitely saw that trailer like 5 times in theaters. For whatever reason, it was always in whatever I was looking at. I do not remember a single second of Captain Underpants.
I saw it twice in theaters, because that's how many times I saw Boss Baby in theaters.
You saw Boss Baby twice in theaters?
Once in regular, once in 3D.
3D?
Yeah, it's all that
you
was
You went
showing.
All in on Boss Baby. I still have to watch it. It's on Netflix now, but I just... And there's a show. You watched the show yet?
We haven't watched the show yet. It's on the list.
It's there. You just gotta break away from Survivor for a minute.
I'm Big Brother right now.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
We alternate.
Is that better or worse than Survivor?
They're the same, but different.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, Big Brother is people bored in a house. Survivor is people hungry on an island.
Okay, which would you rather be?
Bored in a house.
I think I'd rather be hungry on an island. Because that's more of an adventure than
just being like,
ugh.
Yeah, at least there's like camp stuff to do. You're not literally just sitting there. Like, they won't even give me a pen.
You don't
get a pen. No, a lot of them are like writing and drawing with like lipstick and eyeliner. On the season we're watching now.
Like, because you can't watch TV, no internet.
There's no TV, there's no internet, there's no... if you win the head of household, you get, like, a music CD. And I think in the newer seasons, you get, like, an iPod Shuffle.
With four
songs. But you
songs.
Only get one charge of it, I think.
That sucks.
Yeah.
How many...
It's brutal.
Can you pick... You pick what's on there, right?
Yeah, you get... You fill out, like, a questionnaire, and you're like, I like these CDs.
Okay. I'd rather be hungry on an island. At least if I don't have TV there, it's because I'm hungry on an island.
Right.
So anyway, Captain Mitchell is showing them a VHS tape of a fuel cell. It's very good, great fuel cell. Very important. It's temperature controlled. So if it gets too hot, it will blow up, which is very important to remember.
Yeah. This part gets a little weird because they want us to watch the video,
mm-hmm.
And so it's just like the video's on a screen, and we are like seated at the table, like the camera is seated at the table looking at the screen, and so there is a minute where it's just like, we're watching this video,
yeah.
And it feels like nothing is happening, but the video is explaining the fuel cell.
Yeah, and then
it's just
like,
a little, it's just like kind of a weird disconnect.
Yeah, because it's like not at the table, it's on the table, so it's like lower than it should be. You're not like at eye level watching a TV, which would just be weird. Like, just show the footage. Like, come on. But also, like, then he's like, and if it gets too hot, there's like a lava explosion. Like, this huge explosion. He's like, you get it, and turns the TV off. And he's like, so here's the deal. Someone's coming in at the airport. You got to pick him up and then bring him back here with the fuel cell.
You pick him up there. I bring him back here.
And then, and it's very important that you do this, and you got to do it very careful. So I'm obviously sending you Rangers. And they're like, all right. Carter stands up. He's like, yes, sir. We will escort the crap out of this man. He's like, all right, good. Go. And then they all start to leave. He's like, Dana, hold up a minute, playa.
You got a match tonight with the Undertaker.
So she's like, he's like, come back here. And she's like, okay, yeah, what's up, father? She calls him father, which always creeps me out.
I feel like the reason she's doing it is because she's trying to be, like, formal because they're at their job. So she can't just turn around and be like, yeah, dad.
But, like, she calls him sir also, and that would be fine.
Yeah.
But calling your dad father just feels abusive in some way to me. Like, it feels like you do not have a good relationship because you call him father. It's like on TV, like, when because I've never seen it in real life. When people call their children, like, son or daughter, the only person who's ever called me son are, like, old people who don't know my name.
Right.
You know, oh, yeah, thanks, son. Oh, yeah, okay.
I think we've talked about on the podcast before how my mom will call me son sometimes.
I've forgotten that.
But it's not like she doesn't exclusively call me son.
No, and I bet when she does it, her tone is not like,
yeah, it's like a loving, son. Goofy tone. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine, but it's just weird, like, especially, like, if you call your daughter, that's like this is, like, the first time you're meeting her.
Right. Hello, daughter.
Or you've been body snatched, and you're like, hello, daughter?
Daughter, come to dinner.
Come to have the dinner at our family table.
Your mother has prepared a loaf of meat for you, daughter, and with, son.
And I, also, father. That's alien. So she's like, okay, yeah, what's up, father? And he's like, so instead of doing that mission, that's what they're going to do. You are going to go pick up a friend of mine from his house, bring him back here because he's a little blind, can't drive anymore. Here's his address. Here you go. And she's like, Dad, this sucks.
This is, I think, in the, what is this, season 8?
Yeah.
In the 7 and a little bit seasons that we've watched so far, I think this might be one of my favorite line reads, like one of my favorite deliveries.
Yeah.
In Power Rangers. And when she's like, with all due respect, Dad, call your friend a taxi.
That was really good. And he's like, nope, you got to do this. She's like, you don't trust me. Like, you can say that you trained me and that I'm the Pink Ranger, but, like, you just think of me as your little girl and you don't want me to go on this, like, important mission. And he's like, this is your orders. Orders are orders. You have to go. And she's like, fine, I guess I'll do that. And it's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a really good line read of call your friend a taxi.
Yeah, she hit it so hard.
Just gave him, like, the business.
Yeah.
Then we got the theme song. And when we come back, we are at the Demon Palace, and Diabolico is there. It's Diabolico, but I just, like, when I read it, I say Diabolico. I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. Everybody's there, and he's like, we can't let the Power Rangers get this power cell. We want it.
Brutus Maximus, I think, says, like, or no, maybe it was, no, it wasn't Vampyra. Is that her name?
Vipra.
Vipra. Vampyra's like the little Nickelodeon cartoon.
Vampyra is a sexy comic book.
Oh, well, it's also like a cartoon about a little vampire girl.
She's from Vampire Planet.
But she moves to like a regular town.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that one.
We have the toys. That's the only reason I know.
Oh, it's new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where was I going?
I don't know. Vampires?
One of them says if we get that cell, we can blow up the whole city. Maybe it was Vipra.
Yeah, because I think it was her. Or, yeah, because I think when he, like when Bunch and Munch, Crunch and Bunch, it says, so his first line is, I'm gonna kill this baby. Because Impus is like fussy.
Just a little like, meh.
He's like, I'm a baby, but also a Furby demon. And he's like, he picks him up by like the scruff of his baby neck,
he just palmed his skull and lifted him off the table.
And Jinx is like, put that baby down. That's a baby.
He's gonna make a Yu-Gi-Oh.
He's making his first Yu-Gi-Oh. He's like, and he spits up a Yu-Gi-Oh card. And it's Ra, the sun god. It's the only one that's red. There's like there's three cards that are they're the three Egyptian god cards, and Ra, is it Ra?
It's Ra.
I think Ra's the red one. Obelisk is the blue one, and there's a yellow one. I don't remember his name. Forgive me, Yu-Gi-Oh, for I have sinned. Anyway, it's a monster. It's his first monster. They're very proud. They're going to put it in his baby book right after this. We just don't get to see that. And so then he takes his card and he throws it in a fire.
He throws it in a furnace.
And he's like, do a monster, but a rhyme. And then...
Right, this is the first time he like says a spell to make a monster card, right?
No, I think he did last time, too.
I just didn't realize he was doing that last
time. I think he's done it every time. I know he does spells whenever he makes them grow, but I also think he did... For the at least the last one.
Well, this is the first time I noticed.
Well,
so
cool.
Do with that what you will.
Spits out a fireman monster, which is our second fireman monster. Hey, yeah, we have a fire monster in this episode, and we had a fire monster in the first one.
Yeah,
they couldn't use this suit. Did they not have it then? They have to like rummage through their garage.
If they use this suit then. Then they can't use this suit now.
That's true. They could have used this foot. Anyway, you're right.
I feel like this should be later, though. We really want a fire monster this close to the last fire monster.
I guess. Nothing we can do about it now.
And this is just a one-off episode. The whole episode is about the fuel cell and it maybe blowing up. So yeah. This could have just been shifted down.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it was that important, but here we are.
Yep.
His name is Fire Roar, which is exactly what a baby would name a fire monster.
Yeah, it's almost a Pokemon.
Real close.
There is Pyroar.
There's Pyroar, and then I think, isn't Moltres' name in Japan Firer?
That's probably just like fire.
Fire. So then we cut to the Rangers, and they are picking up Ted from Scrubs from...
It looks just like him.
It's straight up Ted. It's not...
the same suit. And a very similar haircut. It's not as long in the back. It's a little more well-kept because he's not just as stressed out as Ted is all the time.
God, I want to watch Scrubs again now. I haven't watched that show in years. Anyway, so they pick him up. He's got a big box that's got the fuel cell in it. And then we cut to Dana, who like knocks on the door of like some gas station-looking house in the middle of nowhere. Like it's in like a back alley. It's like bars on the window.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I'm Dana. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm Earl. Like, here, let's go.
He does like come out and he's like, oh, Captain Mitchell's kid. I forget Captain Mitchell's first name.
William. He calls him Bill Mitchell's kid.
Right. And he like hugs her.
Yeah.
Like a little too familiar. He's got like his cheek on her head.
He's real touchy. Yeah. not in like that charming Doug Jones way. the actor Doug Jones, he was the Shape of Water. He was the fish man. That.
Oh, right.
He's like a bunch of monsters that you would know. Apparently he's like a very touchy guy, but it's just like a very like genuine, like nice way.
Yeah.
This is like a little overly familiar.
Yeah.
Cause Dana was like, thanks. He's like, hold on. Let me just grab my nets real quick. And he goes and grabs a bunch of fishing nets. And she's like, you and my dad are going fishing? He's like, yeah, sorry, boys only. You jealous? Well, let me make it up to you. You can drive my old truck.
It's not painted. It's just metal colored.
Yeah.
It's like
it's like a 1954 Chevy pickup, like the first pickup truck with wraparound windows. And so they get in the truck and they start going. We cut to the Rangers, the other Rangers, who are driving with Ted. And there's like an explosion and the bat and Fire Roar and some baddies are there. And so they get out and I'm pretty sure they morph like they are morphed afterwards.
Yeah,
and
they
I
are.
Think we saw it.
They're unmorphed when they get there. And they must morph. There must be a morph sequence. And then because it just cuts to them fighting and they're morphed.
Yeah.
I just must have. I don't know. It's because Lightspeed Rescue is such a boring morph call that I just zone out for a minute and then they're fighting.
Like. I have a memory of seeing them go through the shield, but I don't know if that's from today or not, or if my brain just is like, just fit it in somewhere. It's fine. So they're getting beat up, like, pretty bad, and I mean, they're doing fine, but they're, like, getting beat down, because they need Dana. They need their army of one.
It's the damn numbers game.
Yeah, and so they're like, Dana, we need your help, and she's like, all right, I'm on my way, and the captain's like, don't you dare. You have to drop off Earl.
You bring Earl to me right now.
And she's like, but father, I need to go. And he's like, don't. No. I can't bring it back.
At this point, I think I straight up went, Because I think I figured out what was happening in the episode right now.
Yeah, I think I figured out a couple seconds later, but we'll see the M. Night Shyamalan's twist. So I thought she turned around. But
she did, because she did turn off, like she was on her way, and then her dad was like, you come here, that's an order, and that's when she bootlegged.
Okay.
So she bootlegged, she was going toward the base, Rangers were like, come help us, and she was like, you got it, turned toward the Rangers, her dad was like, no, don't, so she 180'd back, so she was heading back toward the base.
That makes more sense. Also, we get like a shot of Earl, and he's very nervous, and I thought, and good on them, I thought he's like, I don't want to go to a monster fight.
Yeah.
And also his toolbox is all sweaty.
It does just zoom right in on that tackle box. Yeah. Maybe that was the moment that I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because then you were like, why is the tackle box wet?
Why is it sweaty? What's this about?
So keep that in your pocket.
Yeah. So then we cut back to the Rangers and Fire Roar, who is just Fire Boy in my notes because I didn't catch his name the first time. he grabs the box from Ted from Scrubs and is like, aha, and like knocks him down, and then he opens it and the box empty. Bum bum bum. And then Carter, you know Carter, who two episodes ago had a whole thing about like, don't just go shooting stuff.
Yeah.
He just like goes and shoots some stuff. And like, Carter, what if you shoot the explosive cell?
The only thing I can think, because Fire Roar does say, he says to the Power Rangers, you've been tricked. This box is empty.
I don't think Carter heard that, though.
Because
he doesn't seem to notice until a second from now.
We also, after Fire Roar opens it and it's empty, we do get like a 2-second shot of Vipra somewhere going, ha ha ha.
Uh-huh.
And then it cuts back to the Rangers.
Oh, if you were hoping Vipra got better.
She don't.
Nope. I will. You know what? From now on, anytime Vipra is in an episode, I'm going to try to think of one nice thing to say to her. Say about her. And I have one written down.
Okay.
So we'll get to it then. Because I just decided, like, we're going to put her on blast year.
We're going to run her through the ringer. So I will say this now, though, before we move on. She looks freaking baller. Like,
yeah.
Her villain look is awesome.
Yeah. She looks very much like you said, like, while we were watching it, like, she'd be a great silent general.
Yeah.
Like, who just, like, goes there and messes stuff up.
She shows up with, like, 50 baddies and just points at the Rangers, and they all just run past her to attack.
Yeah, instead, she's as bad as Queen Sindel's actor from Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Oh, no.
Too bad you will die. that's not the nice thing that I was going to say. I got one more nice thing coming later. Fireboy is like, oh, you five Rangers, wait a minute, there's only four. That means the pink one's got to have it. And we don't know that yet. I mean, you can put it together.
Right.
You probably should have if you're, you know,
well, yeah,
not
as soon
three.
As the camera zooms in on the tackle box and then the lunchbox that Ted had is empty. I mean, even dumb babies are putting that together.
I feel like, yeah, probably. So he's like, I'm going to go get her, and he disappears. And then he goes up to the top of a roof on a big building and starts making a fire halo.
Yeah, he does say, like, until I find it, it's going to get hot.
Yeah, it's going to get hot in here. The Nelly song from 2003. Why don't I know that off the top of my head? I wish I knew.
Because it was everywhere.
I just wish I had, like, I don't know your phone number.
Well, no, because it's just saved.
But, like, I do know the year that Nelly's Hot in Here came out. So, you know, I guess that's very important to me. So he starts making it hot, and the Rangers see that, like, they get out to, like, a more public area, and there's people just, like, all over the sidewalk and the street just like, oh, it's so hot. And I'm like, come on, this is every day in Texas.
Yeah, it's like 100 maybe. Get over it. Put a tank top on.
Come on. Get a hat, some sunblock. You're going to want that sunblock. Okay, so it hasn't come out yet. Well, maybe by the time this airs, it will have come out. Depends if it'll come out this Thursday or last Thursday. As the new episode of Spectre, we watched From Russia With Love, and Matt Jay, who has been a guest on this show, is the same age as Sean Connery in From Russia With Love. And Sean Connery looks like he is 50.
Yeah.
He looks like he's like 45 at the youngest. And I'm like, yeah, Matt, you know what sunscreen is. And he didn't. He just lived harder back then. So he does like another fire halo, and it turns into a big magnifying glass Swear to God. Like,
yeah, no, that's not fake. That's real.
Just a straight up, I'm going to burn the people like ants. And then starts doing a firestorm.
Yeah, the sun hits the magnifying glass and just fireballs shoot out of the other side.
It's like pretty gnarly, too. This is one shot of like the coast on fire.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, dang, that's a pretty nasty attack. So then Chad does a scan and he finds him. And he's like, oh, it's getting hot in here. And
he points up. He's like, look at the big fire ring in the sky.
Like, he does a scan to find him, but like, the fire ring came from somewhere, so like, start there. But he finds him. There's like a thermal scan. He's like, oh, it's on the top of the building. And then we cut to Dana, who her and Earl are driving, and Earl's getting more nervous, and his box is getting even sweatier. Yeah. So, you know, something is up. It's not just a regular tackle box at this point.
Right.
Then a fireball crashes right behind him and throws him off course, and they like crash into some trash cans. And he jumps out and is like, ah, God, it's getting too hot. I got to go. So hopefully you've put together that the fuel cell is in here by now. He runs over to like a motel ice box.
Yeah. Yeah. They had those at like, at least in the town I grew up in, like convenience stores.
Yeah.
Had an ice box outside.
Yeah. There's like one of Fogg's in Range. But yeah, there's just like this big thing.
It says ice on the side. You guys know. Everybody has seen one.
You've seen one. And so he just like opens it up and starts shoveling ice into his tackle box. And Dana's like, what are you doing? And like gets up to him and there's the fuel cell in there. And she's like, oh.
Why didn't he tell me that?
He should have just told me, Dad. Father, sir. Because he says father and then corrects himself to sir like three times in this episode. And he's like, yeah, so here's the deal. Is Captain needs, this is a very important mission, so that's why he sent all the Rangers, but he sent you to get me because he knew that if something went wrong, you would handle it. Like, he trusted you the most. And she's like, oh, Dad. And then he's like, yeah, so that's why, you know, that's why this happened. And she's like, well, oh,
thanks
okay.
for telling me that, Earl.
Earl, who I'm just now meeting for the first time in my life. And then Viper shows up and shoots him.
He
like drops the fuel cell and it doesn't blow up. Thank goodness.
Well, it's still in ice. It's not drop sensitive.
Okay.
It's just heat sensitive. Although it is very hot out. So thank God it was on ice.
Well, he grabs like this burlap sack and like just shovels a bunch of ice from the ground.
It's his tackle sack.
Yeah. And like the fuel cell in there and cradles it like a baby. Like he swaddles it and they start running and they get up to. We cut back to Fire Roar for 1 second. There's a little
bit. The best part about Vipra.
No, that hasn't come yet, though.
It hasn't? I thought she did it when she shot them.
Oh, that's it. She shoots them again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's coming. Don't you worry.
Okay.
It's written down.
I was like, Jake, you can't walk past this.
No. I refuse to. Cut back to Fire Roar. He's doing fire things. Power Rangers find him. They do a fight. You guys get it. Then cut to Dana and Earl, and she's patching him up. And he's like, yeah, you look just like your mother. And he's like, and she's like, you knew my mom? And he's like, yeah. And she'd be super proud of you right now. What do we think Dana's mom had to have been like James Bond, right?
Yeah.
Like a secret agent, like a straight up badass secret agent.
Yeah, she must have been.
Like something.
She's not just going to be like
a nurse.
Yeah.
Which is not to say that nursing is not a very important thing.
No, but you don't have like hereditary combat training from a nurse.
No. But like, and to be fair, just so we're all clear, if there's any nurses listening,
also though,
I cannot do your job.
No, not even a little.
Not even close.
I could not even pretend to know what anything on a sheet is.
Yeah.
But she might be a nurse because she does have like the med rescue zord.
That's true.
She could have been a captain or a medic.
Okay. Well, I'm glad she went medic.
She's a Power Ranger. She's the meat in the middle.
Yeah. Maybe your mom was a Power Ranger. / nurse. I feel like I accidentally, you could take it out of context that I'm putting nurses on blast. They're like the most important part of a hospital. So like, just so we're all clear on how I feel about nurses. Also, their jobs are real scary.
They
have to do a lot. Anyway, now I feel like I'm going too far in the other direction. So then they run to the docks. They get, and I don't know what their plan is, but they're like, they get to the docks. There's nothing there.
I know their plan. They look in the water. And you can see Dana think it.
like, we gotta jump.
We gotta swim it.
We gotta swim for it.
Hey, Earl, how long can you hold your breath? We're going in.
We're gonna swim to the lab. So then Viper shows up again, and she's bad at acting still.
Yep.
So she is shooting, kind of willy-nilly, and she's got him trapped. She got the upper hand. So how does she express this? Well, obviously, she goes, ha 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 ha.
Then it cuts to them like, oh no, it's Viper. And it cuts back to Viper for a second and she goes, ha ha. And it cuts away from her. She just had two more left that they had to get in.
So she shoots with her, you know, master sword full charge beam.
Yeah, because she hasn't been hit yet this season.
Yeah. Dana grabs a crowbar from the ground and just smacks the laser out of the air, which is baller as hell.
It's a Ganon fight. You hit the energy back at him.
Yeah, and it makes this like sparks and explosion, and then Viper's like, and turns back, and Dana and Earl are gone, but there's like a splash in the water.
You know when you jump in the water and it leaves behind like a visible bubbly spot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's not how that works.
Well,
I know they had to show like
they went
in there.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's boiling in that spot.
It does. Yeah, I mean, you could have just thrown something in, but like you'd have to do it in such a way that like you could film it real quick. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like there was an easier way to show it. Maybe this is just how they felt like doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's my nice thing I'm gonna say about Viper. Her hair looks real nice.
Okay.
Her hair looks really nice in this episode. It's like kind of asymmetrical, but not like it's like the kind of bob that frames her face, but it's under a hat, so it frames the side of her head instead. but it looked real good. Good hair. Viper.
Good job, Viper.
Yeah. So that's one for today. Sorry about making fun of you not being able to even laugh like a regular person. Maybe it's just how demons laugh. We don't know.
She is a demon, so
who knows? Then we cut to the lab, the Lightspeed Aquabase. Why did I pronounce it like that? I've also have had a lot of trouble talking today.
Aquitar. It's Aquitar, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
How do they say it?
Now I got the yips two in my head.
The water base.
They're in the lab. And they just walk into like the main hallway drenched. So they literally just swam here. And Captain's there, and he's like, you made it. Oh, both of you. Great. And Earl's like, yeah, here's your baby. It's a cell. Congratulations.
It's wrapped up in the tackle sack.
Yeah.
And he's just like nursing it.
It's like swaddled. It's so funny. And he's like, here you go. Your daughter's real rad. We had to swim. It was pretty great. And he's like, yeah, awesome. And then Dana's like, sir, I have Power Ranger stuff. And he's like, yeah, obviously, go. So then she leaves. Then we cut to the Rangers. This is my favorite line of the episode.
Yeah, it cuts to Viper and she goes, ha ha.
Ha ha. And then, no, it doesn't. It cuts to Fire Roar, who says something so dumb.
He's, to Carter,
the red Power Ranger, who is also, keep in mind, a firefighter. He says, you can't fight fire, Red Ranger. Well, there's literally a whole profession about it. And you're talking to one who did it 5 episodes ago.
And won. He beat Fire already.
He beat Fire already. So, like, I don't know. Maybe watch some tape, Fire Roar.
Watch the show, Fire Roar.
You idiot. So then he's got him pinned down, though. And he's about to, I guess, murder Carter with fire. And he gets shot. And Dana's there. And she's like, you guys didn't invite me to this barbecue? Something like that. Some one-liner.
It's definitely about a barbecue.
Yeah. And they're all, oh, Dana, thank God. Like the one who can fight so good. So then they all like regroup on her. And then we switch to Sentai footage. And they all salute, which is a weird thing. And they say, yep. Rescue ready. I don't know if they said that before. So the reason we say that is because someone on Twitter told us that would be a better call than just saying Morphin Time.
Yeah. It's more of like their battle cry than their morph call.
It should, like, so we talked about this in between, like after we watched the episode. They should, it like Lightspeed Rescue Ready is a good morph call.
Yeah.
You just need to put one thing on top of your thing. Did we talk about that in the episode or is that off air? I don't remember.
That might have been off air.
Okay.
Because they say Rescue Ready during the episode, and I think that's when you said that would be a good morph call.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But if like, it was on air, well, you get it twice.
Yeah, it's two
bonus for content.
That's in-game bonus content. But yeah, like, Turbo, shift into Turbo. Next year is Time Force, and then Ranger Form Ninja Storm, Ninja Storm Ranger Form, something like that. Like, they say the thing, and I'm fine with that, but also have it be, like, a verb, like, an action, yeah. Like, give something else to it. It's just real dumb.
It can't be perfect.
No.
It's a good season, but man, that morph call sucks.
If the morph call and Viper, if they were just different, yeah. Man, this might be the best season of Power Rangers ever. But anyway, so they jump into a fight in the warehouse that they are next to, and it's just like a big old cluster frick. There's a lot going on. There's like fireballs everywhere. The place is on fire for a minute. They do like this jump up onto this railing or like sort of balcony thing, and they say like aerial attack, which just means use these ropes to do a guts move.
Yeah, yeah.
So they kick him, you know, aerial maneuver kick. And then he calls a fireball down from the sky again and bursts through. And
yeah, Carter got knocked down at some point because Firewall comes over and, like, steps on him. Because yeah. Carter is, like, prone on the ground.
Yeah.
He looks unconscious. It looked, because it's just a person in a ranger suit just laying motionless on the ground.
Right.
It looked like a dummy, like a mannequin.
Right.
Firewall steps on him and is like, I am the winner. Yeah. And then Carter grabs his foot and is like, now! And all the other Rangers pig pile on him?
Yeah, and they just hold him. And then another one comes down. And Dana's like, all right, jump, or whatever she says.
Yeah.
And they'll jump away from him at one time. And this fireball slams into him and just kills him, which is so great. I love how differently they're killing the monsters this season.
Yeah. It's not just the same note every time.
Yeah, it's really great. It's really, really cool. So then, unfortunately, though, that did activate Jinxer's trap card, and he grows.
Well, obviously.
And so he grows to big size, and Jinxer has, like, a custom spell about, like, fire, get higher, you know, like, to make him grow. So it's not just, like, a generic grow spell, which I do like, but then they get their rail rescues, Dana calls rail rescues, and we get the whole thing. Not, like, the long, long version. But we do get every single Zord by name.
Yeah, this is going to be, I think, the version going forward where we're like, oh, really? The whole thing?
Yeah, because we didn't see the tracks come up.
Right.
But we did get, like, Fire Rescue 1.
Yeah, we got to watch every piece go into every other piece.
Yeah, so that was something. Then they get in the Megazord, and Dana calls all the action. Like,
yeah,
nobody
we don't
else
see
does.
Any other Rangers.
Yeah.
In the cockpit,
which is great. Like, I love that they are doing this, and it's not just like, and like when they did this in Lost Galaxy, like, oh, Kai did all the calls, Leo still called the kill.
Yeah,
not this time.
Nope,
that was Dana. It was pretty boss.
I just wish they were all in the same cockpit so you could see her call an order and the other Rangers just like right
doing stuff.
Yeah,
that would be really great.
Yeah, but one cockpit is just so good, and it's just not a thing anymore.
Well, next year. Next season, Time Force has one cockpit.
Oh,
so
nice.
So that it will come back. One cockpit will return. they do a flip kick, which is just a fun move. Just put the arms down.
Oh, I love that move
spin.
So much. They just flip like 5 times and just like belt this dude in the chin.
I don't know how he would pull it off, but I feel like ACH could probably do a real life version of this.
Yes.
Like
give him
like
a couple ladders for the arms.
Yeah.
And he could like as he flips, he just have to like pop up. On
yeah,
the way around?
Something. Because I know he does like a, like if they're on the top rope, he like runs up the turnbuckle, but at an angle. So he's like parallel or perpendicular to the rope he's about to run up and like does a backflip and kicks you in the head and lands.
Yeah.
Because ACH is better than us.
Yeah.
He was made better and he's just a superhuman in real life. So then she calls the kill, kills him. You know how it goes.
Yep.
Cut back to Captain's office. Dana comes in, and I was like, yeah, light him up. Melt his ass. Get him. And she's like, Father, I want to say I'm sorry. And I was like, ah, rats.
Man, I'm sorry.
So he's like, she's like, I thought that you were just like treating me like your little girl, even though I'm a Power Ranger, and I see that you just trusted me to do the job, so that's why you had me do it. And
she should be mad that he didn't tell her that.
Yes.
Because, like, last episode where he didn't tell Carter the
thing? That was 2 episodes ago.
Okay.
The last episode was the greatest love story ever told.
Like, that made a little bit sense in that, like, he wanted him to learn the lesson and not just be told the lesson.
Yeah.
But here, it's like, what is the negative to Dana knowing?
I don't know. Because like, if he wanted the Rangers to not know, so they thought they were doing the mission, so they put their all into it. Like,
you accomplish that when you separate Dana from the group.
As soon as you call Dana back, be like, hey, they are going to get a decoy. I guess maybe she would be mad at that. Like, that's the only thing he could, like,
maybe
have weighed. But still,
go get Earl so we can go fishing is a bad cover.
Yeah, that's like, I don't trust you to do a mission. So he's like, I've been training you to be a Power Ranger your whole life, and today I learned that I made the right call. Like, I couldn't have picked a better person to be the Pink Ranger. But also, like, you are my daughter, and you're always going to be my little girl. And she says something about how, like, that's important to her, too. And then they hug. And then that's the end.
I do want to point out that the captain does have a window in his office. Outside of it is just a bunch of bubbles.
Well, he's underwater. It's right under one of the jets.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta get the bad air out somewhere. It's right under. Unfortunately, he gets a bad view. But you know what? I think the fact that he's okay with that makes him a good captain. He doesn't need any special treatment. So, Josh.
Yeah.
I started.
You did.
What's the first best?
Dana telling her dad to get a taxi.
Yes, I fully agree. That was so good.
Let me be a Power Ranger. Call him an Uber. I want to fight.
Yeah. What's the worst?
I can't remember last episode. I do remember thinking this last time that if it was the case this time, I was going to worst it. And I can't remember if I worsted it last episode, but I'm going to do it again. No Dr. Fairweather. That's my worst. Because it took too long and she's been gone too long and now I hate it.
Yeah. I'm also going to worst that.
And also, I think that's going to be my default if she's not in an episode and I can't think of anything else that's that bad.
Yeah, because like the other obvious one is Vipra can't laugh. Like, she just, but like,
yeah,
we're going to get plenty more of those. Like, we should just buckle in for that. But like, a person in the main credits not being here who rules, like, that blows.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm going to worst that as well, just because like. And that does, and I don't know if that count. That doesn't count as a worst for Dr. Fairweather, Benny.
No, yeah, Benny. I'm doing this
just to be clear
to mess with you, because this means I love Dr. Fairweather.
Yes,
but I'm worsting that she's not here. So you plug that into your algorithm.
Figure it out, huh? How do you like it? Who's the MVP?
Dana.
It's Dana.
It has to be Dana.
It's got to be Dana. So now we got to rank the episode. Where do we think this lands? So last week's
there's only four other episodes.
There's only four.
Last week, it's not as good as last
week. Okay, so last week's number one. So
yeah.
Under that is first episode. Then it goes in, you know, one, two, three.
Okay.
So I think this was better than Trial by Fire, the Carter episode, because I think not the stakes, but the like emotional reasoning for it is easier to track than just Captain won't say. So I think I like it better than that. Do I like it better than a cool monster fight where like a building is in a lava puddle?
And there's just a lot of cool, like the Zord is holding up a building. They're spraying down a path. Oh,
I don't know if I like it more than that.
I don't think I like it more than
that. Okay, so then the new number four coming in between Trial by Fire and Lightspeed Teamwork is A Matter of Trust. All right, and that's going to do it for us for today. Thank you very much for listening. Josh, you still got it pulled up? What's next episode?
The next episode is Wheels of Lightspeed.
All right, so we will see you on Friday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
What was this called?
I'm about to burp. Hold on. It's caught. I've been doing too many push-ups. It's caught in my pecs.
Your pecs are too swole.
They're too swole.
They're growing inward.